Do you feel it's easier to find community as a child-free woman? Or do you feel that being child-free and finding a community is hard enough? Well, in this episode, I'm going to share a recent experience that I had on the Clubhouse app that will be so helpful for child-free men. And I have a little favor to ask from all the child-free men out there. That's up next.
Welcome to Not a Mama Life, where child-free women are heard and seen in a non-judgment, no questions asked zone of the podcast world. I'm Rafi, your host, and let's live our Not a Mama Life.
The inspiration for this episode was a recent event on the Clubhouse app, which at the time of this recording, spring of 2021, is still just for iPhone, iOS. On the Clubhouse app are a bunch of rooms, and then there are also clubs that have rooms in them. Not a Mama Life podcast has a club, and you can join that club. It's called Not a Mama Life Pod Club. In addition to that, there is a club called Child Free Club. That is a club that is from the Child Free Girls, which is Lenora, Kristen, and Isabel. So those are two child free communities on the Clubhouse app. Recently, I was in one of the rooms within the Child Free Club, and it was a room about child free men. And I was so delighted to see that there was a room that was started by a child free man who identifies as SINK, single income, no kids, SINK. And I found that fascinating, and I was so excited to see that because I honestly feel that child-free men need a community. And this is a perfect way to start a community on that particular app. As far as I know, there are no other communities that are specifically for child-free men. I know that there are communities for, as I mentioned before, SINK, single income, no kids, and DINK, dual income, no kids, but nothing that's specific to men that are child free. If there are, hit me up over on Instagram at Not a Mama and send me a direct message with that information. I would love to know. Going back to the room. So it was just a great conversation to get a man's perspective about being child-free. This particular man that was hosting the day that I was hanging out in there was single, so his perspective is also a little bit different than someone that would be with a partner or married. But it was still fascinating, and it was still so exciting to me because we need more communities where more child-free humans, men, women, however you identify. And it was so good. It was just general conversation, but it was so fantastic to get his perspective. This reminded me of my desire to make sure I represent the child-free men out there. This podcast is not just for women. And in doing that, I would love to ask you a favor. If you are a child-free man listening to this episode, or if you have a child-free man in your life, In the episode notes, you will see a link for a very brief survey that should only take you about a minute to get a little bit more perspective on child-free men. I would love if you could help me with that. And until next time, my friends.
That's a wrap. Thank you for spending your time with me. Head on over to the show notes where you can find any links and information discussed in this episode, but you'll also find ways to share and support this podcast. Until next time, my friend, go live your Not a Mama life.